Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello, and welcome to this weekly mini episode of the Curious Coach podcast. This week's curiosity challenge is simply about taking a time out. When was the last time you simply sat on a park bench, or stretched out on the grass on a sunny day, or simply sat on a sofa staring out the window and watched the world go by? If you're like me, chances are it was quite some time ago, because there's always something to do, and if we're not packing every moment of our lives with something to do, then we're wasting time. Thanks to technology, there's always something to fill those moments with where we used to actually do nothing. For example, when you're sitting on the bus, chances are the majority of people are playing with their phones. Going for a run or out for a drive, well, that's a great opportunity to catch up on a podcast or audiobook. Even relaxing by the poolside on holiday, great time to read a Kindle and catch up on all those books you've been meaning to read. In fact, some people can even manage to walk along with their heads buried in their phone, completely oblivious to the world around them, and no doubt doing something very important and worthwhile. So, when was the last time you actually did absolutely nothing? Even as I think about this now, I find that a really hard question to answer. What about you? Well, why not give it a try this week? Simply take 5 minutes, leave your phone or other tech behind and head off to somewhere different and take 5 minutes where you're doing nothing other than watching the world go by. It could be outside where you're sitting on a bench or just a corner of the office staring out the window at the world. And just to be clear, sitting down whilst listening to music is still doing something, so no cheating. The only thing you should be doing is watching the world go by. Whether it's watching your garden for 5 minutes or a busy street in the middle of the city. Simply be in that place, be in that moment, and do nothing. As you do this, simply notice what's going on for you. After what seems like ages, do you start to get anxious that you should be doing something? Perhaps you glance at your watch and discover that only a couple of minutes have passed, but you're convinced it was much longer. Be curious about what you're thinking or feeling. Don't try to force yourself to stop thinking or suppress your feelings. Instead, simply notice them and embrace them. In fact, what type of feelings or thoughts are coming up for you? Perhaps you get a sense of calm and quiet, or start to find yourself drifting to one particular chain of thought that maybe had been playing on your mind recently, or maybe you're experiencing new thoughts or new ideas. Who knows? Whatever comes up for you, simply acknowledge it and sit with it. What would happen if you did this every day for an entire week? Would the same thoughts or feelings keep coming up, or would they change throughout the week? Would it get easier to sit and do nothing? Do you notice anything different about how you are afterwards or the type of work you do afterwards? And again, it could be different for everyone, so there is no right or wrong answer. Simply explore what happens for you. Anyway, that's it for this week. I hope you enjoy taking a short time out every day and seeing what happens. As usual, I'd love to hear how you got on, so please don't hesitate to get in touch by sending me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and that's Stephen with a PH. Full details of this and all the other episodes can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast. Thanks for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.